Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
410-583-1057. You can win a $50 gift card to Barrel House Live. 410-583-1057. It's in Falston. I think we're doing Baltimore Game Down Center
next
pregames
week.
Next week there. So $50. You can eat for, if you eat for $50, they'll pay for it. 410-583-1057. Yeah, drinks. A $50 gift card. Barrel House Live. But Ravens beat Miami. Orioles have a new skipper. It's a perfect time to talk everything local with sports columnist Baltimore Banner, Kyle Goon, who joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Kyle, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get into the games, the league announced a $100,000 fine for the Ravens for this whole misunderstanding as far as Lamar's availability for the Bears game. So I guess nothing to see here, because that's a slap on the wrist to a guy who is a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of about what we expected. The NFL said they found no evidence of, you know, trying to get an advantage. I still think, you know, it's pretty hard rule to trip over. It's pretty squared up in the rule book that if the starter takes scout team reps, he's limited. But, you know, that's what the NFL found, and I think Ravens fans should feel relieved that it's not a draft pick and just a fine.
Well, before we get to the game, Kyle, one of your latest columns for the Banner titled "It Shouldn't Be This Hard for the Ravens to Shoot Straight on Lamar Jackson's Health." And it was a lot of weirdness in 2022, especially where there wasn't much transparency. It seems like there's been such a communication breakdown between these two parties, and it continued last week.
Yeah, and I just kind of question, I mean, everyone kind of knows that Lamar generally keeps his own counsel. He's his own agent. His mom is his business manager. You know, I mean, I think the Ravens, sort of like a lot of vets, generally trust him to take care of his own body in the off season, and he's dropped weight recently. But all that being said, I mean, I think there is sort of it just seems to me that there's sort of a disconnect when it comes to the Ravens and their understanding of Lamar's health. I kind of look to last week when Lamar came in during the Wednesday practice about 20 minutes late, and just seemed like a surprise to a lot of folks. And I think, you know, the fact that they can't kind of accurately convey, you know, what's going on with him might have a little something to do with how they handle him, how Lamar handles himself, and maybe just the information really not flowing freely between these two parties all the time.
So how much do we make of these two wins that were obviously necessary? They were season saving. The opponents have their issues. I mean, how much differently do you think of the Ravens now than 5-6 days ago?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because the Dolphins really tried to give that game away, especially in the first half, where it was just sort of like, why do you guys only have 6 points? But that being said, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. The Ravens, went 2-0 in a stretch that they had to go 2-0, and now we have the trade deadline. And to me, before these last two games, I was sort of like, if I'm Eric DaCosta and I look at this 1-5 team and these guys are not fighting adequately to keep this season alive, I'm not ready to trade for help. But given that, you know, they've now won two games in a row, Lamar is healthy and looked really comfortable, especially in the second half last night, I think those guys are in a position where you can credibly say, okay, we have a chance to challenge for the AFC North. We need a little help. We need a pass rusher. If possible, we need an interior lineman who can actually get some push up front. Daniel Falele is not getting the job done.
Nope.
And I think if no way, right? And if Eric DaCosta can address two of those areas, or those two areas, maybe even just one of those two areas, I think that would be a pretty good outcome for this trade deadline.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Kyle Gunn, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. So how active do you expect Eric to be? Do you see them making at least one more trade? We were talking earlier, like, it doesn't usually happen in the NFL where teams make three trades, but could you foresee them doing something like that?
Three trades seems like a lot. And, you know, I mean, you think of last season when they sort of had something in place for Calais Campbell. It didn't come to pass. I mean, it's just so tricky to set up that many deals. And I think, you know, a bunch of teams, I mean, you know, the Bengals and the Steelers are also in a somewhat similar position where they are somewhat mediocre teams who want to buy and try and challenge for the division. So, I think there's going to be a lot of competition. I would be surprised to see three trades. I think two is a good target, but I would expect maybe one.
Kyle, the defense now three straight, really solid performances, and they've really tightened up in the red zone. Offenses are scoring touchdowns on just three of the 11 trips inside the 20. Are you buying this turnaround from Zach Orr's group?
I am, and I think one reason I am is you just see, I mean, we kind of talked about it in the abstract in the offseason about what Kyle Hamilton's impact can be moving up to the line of scrimmage. Well, shoot. I mean, now you kind of see it. You kind of see, you know, if you put Aloe Gilman back there and you move Kyle Hamilton up to affect the line of scrimmage as a pass rusher, as a run stopper, as a screen blow-up guy, he just does a ton of things. And I really think, you know, it's not so much a gimmick as it is just the scheme that the Ravens got to have to put their best football player in position to make plays. And if they can add a little pass rushing help, either in the interior or on the edge, I think that would help a lot because, you know, really you're only getting pressure from the scheme blitzes right now. It's really hard for them to get pressure with three or four. And if they can find a guy who makes them a little more credible on that front, I think that helps a lot in this overhaul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Effort.
Lamar, second half, I think, is a better indicator of where we're going. after working through the kinks and getting his, trusting his hammy again and all that in the first half and making up for a month or so without really even being able to practice, let alone play?
Yeah, I think so. And the second half, Lamar was a little bit closer to what I think of when I think of Lamar's pocket presence. I mean, even going back to the first few weeks of the season when he was healthy, it just seemed like he was a little skittish. That he had trouble stepping up. He had trouble trusting his blockers. And maybe that has more to do with the relationship with the offensive line than just Lamar's overall presence. But I thought that second half, those scoring drives that he put together, he looked really confident. He looked like he was attacking more so than backpedaling. He had the one rush for 13 yards, I believe, and you know, showed a little bit of the burst. I'd like to see more of that. But, yeah, that was just the Lamar I've been expecting to see, not just coming back from injury, but really all season.
Kyle, before I let you go, just got to get an Oriole question in for you. Just what did you think of the Oriole skipper hire, a guy that not many of us had heard of before they announced it, and something that would be unfair to ask a beat guy, but fair to ask you. The Orioles' decision to try to sell tickets in a tweet off the announcement of a hire of a guy that most fans have never heard of.
Yeah, that was an interesting marketing choice. I've stopped trying to understand the Orioles' marketing choices. But in terms of Craig Albernaz, I mean, a wicked, amazing Boston accent, first of all. Love yes. that Massachusetts accent that I'm sure will never grate on anyone. But he seems like a great dude. I mean, you know, Andy and John Mioli have done a couple stories on people who know him. I'm looking forward to getting to meet him next week. I applaud the organization for looking outside and finding somebody who has experience with the Giants and the Guardians and seems to be a trusted person throughout baseball. So I think it's a really promising hire. I mean, obviously I want to know more about him, but I think it's a good swing for an organization that really tends not to look past its own borders.
Kyle Goon is a columnist for the Baltimore Banner. Kyle, thanks as always for your time, man. Great stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get to Northern Exposure next. And what's going on with the Steelers? Could they get boat raced on Sunday? We'll hear from TJ Watt on the Steelers' struggles, and we'll talk about that Steelers-Colts game next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.